Let's welcome Adrian, shall we? Go on.
Right. I'll start off by sort of explaining how I came to come today to do this. God gave me a verse, and he wanted me to preach not just on that particular verse, but on a passage. But the verse he gave me was Jesus Wept, which is the smallest verse in the Bible, which is, for me, the first time to do something like this. It's like, where do I start, Lord? I don't know where I'm going to start. But it became apparent when I read the story that surrounded this, why God wanted me to speak on this sort of subject. And compassion has come to me in many different ways, like through songs recently, through things people have said, verses, everything. So I knew this was what God wanted me to speak about. I'm not a preacher in any way, shape or form, but I knew this was what God wanted me to do. And when sometimes you get put in a position where you're way out of your comfort zone, which this is, then you know that the only way that it's going to happen is if God's doing it. So I'm going to show you a little video. It's the story that this verse comes from, and then I'll do a bit of talking after that.
Lord, behold, he whom thou lovest is sick.
This sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God, that the Son of God might be glorified thereby.
Let us go into Judea again.
Master, the Jews of late sought to stone thee. And goest thou thither again?
Are there not 12 hours in the day? If any man walk in the day, he stumbleth not because he seeth the light of this world. But if a man walk in the night, he stumbleth because there is no light in him. Our friend Lazarus sleepeth, but I go that I may wake him out of sleep.
Lord, if he sleep, he shall do well.
Lazarus is dead. And I am glad for your sakes that I was not there, to the intent ye may believe. Nevertheless, let us go unto him.
If that has been here, my brother had not died. But I know that even now, whatsoever thou wilt ask of God, God will give it thee.
Thy brother shall rise again.
I know that he shall rise again in the resurrection of the last day.
I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this?
No. I believe that thou art the Christ, the Son of God, which will come into the world.
bring thy sister.
That even this man should not have died.
Take ye away the stone.
Lord, by this time he stinketh, for he hath been dead 4 days.
Said I not unto thee, that if thou wouldst believe, thou shouldst see the glory of God? Hearest me always. But because of the people which stand by, I said it, that they may believe that thou hast sent me. Lazarus, come forth.
Thing that I found so powerful about that verse from that story was the fact that Jesus knew that Lazarus was going to rise again, and he had so much compassion on his sisters, and he loved him. They said on there that he loved him, and this morning we were singing about that, about love. The video, actually, I wasn't looking for, to be honest. It just popped up when I was looking for some songs. So I knew that God wanted me to show that this morning. I just want to mention a few people that have really, I've sort of like been moved by, family members that have, the things that they've done have touched me and it's sort of helped me to realise that other people are really important. My uncle David, who used to run the Chester City Mission, he was one person I really looked up to. He used to have all the homeless people come to his church on a Sunday and sit in the back of the church, and they'd never get turned away. He'd go out every night and he knew exactly where to find them all. He took stuff out to them and he really loved them. And he went to the people that nobody else would go to. All the drug addicts and people like that. And that to me showed Jesus. That is what Jesus would do. My Auntie Ray and Uncle Ron that used to run an old people's home. The people that came in to check the home said that it was the place where it was so kind, the people were so kind and looked after. My aunt would stay up with them if they were dying. She'd stay up all night with them. It didn't matter whether she was tired or anything like that. She's another one that really struck me. When I was young, there was a homeless guy from Chester that somehow made his way down to Whitstable. I don't know how he got down there because it's a long way. But my mum and dad invited him in to come and stay with us, and he did stink, and he was the sort of person that you wouldn't normally invite into your house. But they invited him in, and he stayed with us for a couple of weeks. In the end, he went because he couldn't stand being inside because he'd been so used to being outside. But that really, really showed me again the love that we should have for people like that. We should be reaching out to the people that nobody else will. It's easy to go and reach the people that we all find easy to get on with and easy to talk to, the nice people, but it's the ones that are right on the edge, that are right outside of that, that we need to touch. And I know that Jesus would have done that. He reached out to all the people that are the lowest of the low. He didn't just go to the people that everyone else went to. He went to the people that nobody else would. And he touched their lives. On a personal level, many years ago, I was doing the Tesco deliveries like Ed does in Whitstable. And there was a lady that I delivered to. She was about 60, 70 odd. And I was speaking to her, and she said that she'd fallen out of a disability scooter and she cut her leg open and it wasn't healing. And I felt God say to me, you've got to pray for her. So as much as it's not really the done thing to do for work when you're doing work, and it's probably against Tesco policy at the time, I thought, I'm going to do that. And I prayed for that lady, and she just burst into tears. She said, nobody's ever done that for me before. If I hadn't have done that, she might not have got that touch from God. And God's putting people in our lives every day that are really hurting. They've got problems and things that are really dragging them down. And it might be something that we say or do that's going to make that difference to their life, that's going to show them Jesus, because that is the answer. That is the only answer. Another story was I was walking home from work one morning when I just worked a night for Tesco's again. And I just felt God say to me, there was an old man walking along with a couple of shopping bags. And he was like really struggling with them. And I felt God say to me, go and help him. And I was really tired, and I thought, oh, I want to go to bed. I don't really want to be staying out, and I don't know where he's going and how far it is. But as much as it was against what I really wanted to do, probably, I did. I said to this guy, I said, you know, can I give you a hand? And he said to me, he said I'd literally just prayed to God to ask to send someone to help me. And again, if I hadn't have done that, he wouldn't have got that touch from God, probably. And it's so important, I think, when God's showing us people, that we do that and don't hold back, because sometimes it can be easier to not do it. Sometimes we've got to put ourselves out to do something. We've got to change our schedule or do something totally out of our comfort zone, maybe. At the moment, there's a young child back in Kent, a friend of mine who's got a daughter who's got a tumour on her brain. And at the moment, that tumour's resting on right on the top of her brain, and it, at any time she could have a stroke, she could go blind. She's not in a very good place. But I know God's telling me to pray for that little girl, and to make sure that her mum knows that that's happening as well. It's so important that we really reach out to everyone. Right, I'm going to read this verse on there. And it comes from Matthew 25. I'll start reading at verse 34. And it says, then the king will say to those on his right, come, you who are blessed by my Father, take your inheritance, the kingdom prepared for you since the creation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, and you invited me in. I needed clothes, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you looked after me. I was in prison, and you came to visit me. Then the righteous will answer him, Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you something to drink? When did we see you a stranger and invite you in, or needing clothes and clothe you? When did we see you sick or in prison and go to visit you? The king will reply, truly I tell you, whatever you did for one of the least of these brothers and sisters of mine, you did for me. Then he will say to those on his left, depart from me, you who are cursed, and into eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hungry, and you gave me nothing to eat. I was thirsty, and you gave me nothing to drink. I was a stranger, and you did not invite me in. I needed clothes, and you did not clothe me. I was sick and in prison, and you did not look after me. They also will answer, Lord, when did we see you hungry or thirsty or a stranger or needing clothes or sick or in prison and did not help you? He will reply, truly I tell you, whatever you did not do for one of the least of these, you did not do for me. Then they will go away to eternal punishment, but the righteous to eternal life. Those verses really struck me. Everything we do, we're not just doing for that person, but we're doing for God. And that's the really most important thing. And it's the little things. Another thing that God spoke to me about was the story of the feeding of the 5,000. And I was like, well, what do you want to say to me from this? And what he said to me was, the little, where they had all those people and they needed to feed them and they got a little, God made that little into a lot. So every little thing that we do, it's not just a little thing. It's God can expand it and make it a big thing. So even the little things are really important. This church, since I've been here, has really changed a lot. I've really felt it a lot. It's reaching out in different ways to the food bank, the homeless shelter, the kids thing in Africa, all the people giving out bags and things to people that they meet. That's really encouraging. It's really encouraged me knowing to see it. But we still need to do more, though. On a personal level, I feel we need to reach out to people. I'm really being challenged by this because sometimes God puts us in a position where we can help someone and we might have other things on our mind or other things that we want to do, or we think, do I want to do this? And I've been challenged a lot about in different situations where I could have said, no, I want to do what I want to do. And it's sometimes it really forces you, and it will cost. If there's no cost involved, then it won't make a difference. But it's sometimes we've really got to step out of our comfort zone to do stuff that we wouldn't normally do. There's another verse that I read in the Bible. It was Matthew 14, verse 14, where it says, when Jesus landed and saw a large crowd, he had compassion on them and healed their sick. There's so many people out there that are in need of God and his love. And the songs with the words about God's love has really sort of touched me this morning. It's really been encouraging to see that the songs have really come alongside what I brought this morning. So I know that God's sort of been giving it to me. Compassion, when we look at how compassion is with other people, I always look at how God's been compassionate with every one of us. He could have said to us, you all sinned, you're not worth anything, go away from me, but he didn't. He sent Jesus to die for us. And that was real compassion. But we mustn't keep that to ourselves, that compassion. We've got to show that compassion out to people around us and the world around us. Because there are a lot of hurting people out there. I know just from people at work, people that you just bump into. I feel like we should be challenging ourselves to go out during this week and reach out to people that we wouldn't normally. The people that we don't get on with. The people that we wouldn't normally go and speak to or do anything for. I loved the story the other week when Dave was saying about where he gave that old lady the flowers. That was just a little thing, but as with the feeding of 5,000, that little thing could have a massive impact. Not just because it's flowers, but because God's going through it and it's touching that lady through what God's done. I've got a song now that I feel would really sort of like bring it all to a close.
There is an everlasting kindness you lavished on us when the radiance of heaven came to rescue the lost. You called the sheep without a shepherd to leave their distress, for your streams of forgiveness in the shade of your rest. Compassion for the hurting, you reached out your hand as the lame ran to meet you and the dead breathed again. You saw behind the eyes of sorrow and shared in our tears. Heard the sigh of the weary, let the children draw near. What feathers gazed on your face at the thorns of oppression and the wounds of disgrace. For surely you have borne our suffering and carried our grief as you pardoned the scoffer and showed grace to the thief. What boundless love,
say thank you to Adrian. I hope you felt Adrian's heart, you know, because this guy lives what he preaches. He does, he lives it. But I tell you the thing that really jumped out at me, you know, he said about the great things that we're doing as a church, and I believe we are doing great things as a church. I think as a church we are pushing ourselves to try and get involved in society and where the needs are and the food banks and all those things. That's great. And I thank God that we, as a church, you know, are striving to do these things. But he said that we need to do more on a personal level. And that's, for me, where the rubber hits the road. And I've said this before, you know, we shouldn't look to the church and you shouldn't look to me to create all the initiatives, and we do everything corporately as a church. Ultimately, it has to translate to you and me, my personal life, where I work, where I live, people I meet. You know, it's not New Life Church then, is it? You know, it's just you and that person. And it needs to translate personally, just like Adrian just felt God say, go and do this, and he did it. And I just want to remind us of that personal challenge for each one of us. It's not about the grand outreach campaigns and things like that, as good as they are. It's about you and me living life, listening to the Holy Spirit, and responding in the moment and showing the love and kindness and compassion of Jesus to make a difference.